Hi, I'm Wendy van Dale, founder of Dutch for Children, and we're here today with Franca. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about the pain, the humor, and the joy of maintaining the Dutch language and living abroad. Franca lives in France. She's Dutch, and her husband is English. Their daughter Fleur is now, if I am right, 23 years old.
Correct.
Correct, and grew up between the Netherlands, London, and France. She speaks Dutch, English, and French fluently. I'm jealous. And here is what I love about this story. There was no strict master plan, were no formal Dutch lessons, and no structured language strategy. And yet, Dutch stayed strong. Franca, welcome to the
Thank you, Wendy.
podcast. It's great to have you. And I would like to go back to the beginning. When did your international journey start?
Well, it started when our daughter was a year and a half.
Okay.
She's born in the Netherlands,
Yes.
and then we moved to London. At that time, she didn't speak any language.
Okay, yeah. Clearly, she's
Yes.
one
But when she was four and a half, we moved from London to France. And luckily, by then, she was speaking both Dutch and English. And French, well, not yet at that point. However, I did some exercises already. But yeah, it came when she went to school.
Okay. Yeah, there's something many parents don't realize that children can layer their languages. Language one doesn't disappear when language two arrives, or language three doesn't push out language two.
No.
So, did you have a structured multilingual plan, or were you going by the flow, or?
No, we just went by the flow. And because I think it's very important because as you said in the introduction, my husband is English, I'm Dutch. And I found it very important that she's maintaining her Dutch. Also, when she's visiting the Netherlands, she can understand and speak to her former friends or my friends, really,
Yes.
and their children. Let me put it in that way. Because when you are so young, then you really don't make friends at that age.
You know, I love that because of you. You didn't have a strict system, but you had a shared conviction
Yes.
about multilingualism. So sorry, for me it's a difficult word in English.
Yeah.
Multilingual upgrowing. Yeah.
Yes. And no, we didn't have a plan.
No. And you always spoke Dutch with her?
Yes, I always spoke Dutch to her, and my husband always English.
Correct.
And it's amazing the moment my husband comes home. And if Fleur is around, then immediately she switched into English. And to me, immediately in Dutch, and with her boyfriend, of course, in French.
I love it. It's consistency, eh? Not perfection,
Yes.
but consistency in the languages. And it's actually has a name. It's like OPAL. It's one parent, one language. Okay. Now, here's, I think, a part that many parents are curious about or anxious about even. Was there a time of a period with Fleur that her Dutch became weaker?
No, I couldn't say that. No, and I checked with Fleur as well because I went over with the questions and because well, it's about her mainly. So who am I to answer the questions?
Mother knows quite a lot, but no, it's great
Yes.
that you talked about it. No,
Yeah,
great. Been
but
stronger.
it sounds nicer to do it that way.
No, I love it.
Involve
And
her as well. and see if there are
Things in your
different
spirit,
opinions.
yeah,
Yes,
that you
but
experience.
they weren't. So that's good. So I did my homework, and I knew,
Yeah.
and I know my daughter.
That's powerful. So no plan and still everything going strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
Yeah.
may surprise some listeners. We often hear about resistance phases that they don't want to talk, the children don't want to talk Dutch.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that as well,
Yeah.
but no, not no.
Sometimes it's a phase and it passes, but sometimes it stays. So no, great. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice to hear a different angle from your family. As director of an online school, I'm always curious. Did you use formal Dutch education or just your family?
No, just the family. No, we didn't do anything. No, she was reading a bit of my books when I was young, and like the Dolle Tweeling
Oh yeah, that's a long time ago.
and Claudia,
Yeah. Oh
because
wow.
that was in Rotterdam, and I'm originally from Rotterdam. So, and my mom still lives in Rotterdam.
Yes.
So she knew a bit of the streets they were talking about. So that's made it more lively for her as well.
Oh great. So you had a like a environmental
Yeah.
Oh yeah, huh, that's great. No, because actually at the moment there are people writing books in environments that people can recognize.
Yeah,
It's
okay.
important to learn Dutch.
Yeah.
That's a different story, but okay, so no weekend schools, no online, now yeah, online,
No.
just natural exposure at home.
Just yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's it's important to notice because it shows that every family situation is different, and you can see now in your case that the consistency and the social network is important, and all it mattered in her case.
Yes.
Okay, so a little bit about her, your daughter's identity and her belonging.
Yes. Yeah.
How does she
Well,
describes herself today concerning languages and countries?
yeah. Well, she's a really a French mademoiselle.
Awie.
With a Dutch nationality
Yes.
and sometimes also a Dutch mentality.
Okay. How does that work with the French mentality?
Well, her boyfriend is easy.
Okay, good. He has to be with a Dutch woman.
Yes. Yeah. No, but she is Fleur is very social. And she is very soft. But in her early days, she was very shy. And at school, they did, on every bulletin and report, it said, Fleur is shy. She knows the answer, but she doesn't raise her finger. So, well, and that would take until she went to university, to be honest. And then, yeah. And now she is standing up for herself, coming up for herself, negotiate her salary, where she's working now for. And so, yeah, she's a strong woman now.
No, it's great to hear. I'm curious. So it's character-wise, but also you said she's a French woman, but she has
Yes.
her Dutch mentality.
Yes.
Does it conflict or does it melt easily?
No, it doesn't conflict because Fleur is an easygoing person.
Yeah, that makes a difference, eh?
And that helps. She's different than her mother. That's more her father's
Later,
side.
we get to that later off camera. No, but it's such an important point because some parents they fear that a difference will mean isolation,
Yeah.
but difference can also create curiosity or more sociability. Yeah, depends also on the child, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, she has never ever had those problems, because during her school years, and I'm talking now about college and lycée. College is middle school, and lycée is a bit higher.
High school,
Yes. And she always had a group of friends around her, and I think they found her interesting as well,
Okay, yeah.
because with a father from England who came only in the weekends because of his work, starting from scratch the language. Luckily, I spoke already French, so that was helpful. But yeah, she never, and she's very loyal to her friends.
Yeah, and that's the thing, eh? International children who are open and sociable and yeah, making an effort to join and to
Yes.
integrate. Yeah, this works. It's for adults the same, but for children as well. Was there ever a moment when you felt like emotional about this multilingual journey?
Yeah, yes, there was a she just started school when she was four and a half in France, and so that we were just 3 months on the way, and then there was the big school holidays, the summer holidays. And so I thought, oh my goodness, and in France it is 8 weeks holidays, huh?
Oh
Yes. So I thought, oh my goodness, she will forget all the French she has learned. So all the moms, well, not all the moms, but some of the moms at school. So I gave them my telephone number. I said, well, if your daughter or your son would like to play with Fleur, and here's my number, and yeah, would be nice. And to my disappointment, nobody called. And I thought, oh no. And I felt sorry for her. And but this had a happy ending.
That's good. Tell me.
Because it didn't have any impact whatsoever on her French.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And sociable? Socially, sorry.
No. No problem.
Wow. So did you continue speaking, or was it because you knew French, or?
Yes, well, maybe also because in the first house where we lived in France, I run a bed and breakfast. So there were a lot of international people coming, and sometimes with children as well.
Yes.
So she was, well, not always, thank goodness for that, but a lot of times surrounded by different people.
Right. Okay. Well, it's amazing because I can recognize the fear of when you're just there
Yeah.
and there's a gap in the school, so social gap, language gap, that can turn out very differently than you fear. And
Yeah.
it not defines your child's future. Actually, I don't know about you, but sometimes I speak with my son, who was very vulnerable at the age that we went to Curacao, and I thought he had a really bad first year. But if I
Yes.
talk with him about it now, I hear a different story. So
Yes,
do I
weird.
say our perceptions sometimes, or our
Yes.
mother emotions or father emotions, define it differently? I don't know what it is, but well, thank you for sharing that.
Yes. No problem.
Yeah, as a language teacher, I'm very passionate and also curious about the fact that the Dutch stays so strong. What do you think make the biggest difference in keeping Dutch alive?
Well, I believe that when you have a Dutch nationality, you should speak Dutch.
So that's your, yeah.
That's, yeah, that, that's, yeah. Be proud of being Dutch and show it by speaking Dutch. And but it's also important that she speaks Dutch with my mom, with her cousins and some friends, and also when she's visiting the Netherlands without me.
You.
Yes. Then, well, she can sort herself out in Dutch. Like she was 2 years ago, she went with her boyfriend to Zandvoort to the Grand Prix because she's a massive Formula One fan.
Oh, great.
We don't understand why. We are not fans, but okay. But Lando Norris, huh?
Yeah, of course. Not Max. My son is completely for Max. Max fan, but of course. Yes.
But she will, you know, and every day they got on the train from Rotterdam to Zandvoort with the Max Express. And she wanted to be there very early and to see all the pilots and the whole race and make acquaintances in Dutch with some other people she sometimes knew from Instagram. And if she wouldn't have spoken Dutch, I don't think she could manage it.
Well, that's the key. Language is not only grammar, it's relationships. It's going around in the in your head, your how do you say country of origin.
Yes.
And when language equals that relationships or that social part, it stays alive. Yeah.
And it strengthens her bonds with the Netherlands as well.
Yes, no, but you know, like you said, grandparents, family, friends, going around like this, also with her boyfriend. That's rich. Okay. To me, it's a great success story, but would there be something that you would do differently?
I won't disappoint you. Yes.
Thank you, Blanca.
Yes, I should have paid more attention in her writing in Dutch, because that can be quite difficult. And sometimes she doesn't know if it's with one O or a double O, things like that. And then luckily when my mom is coming over to France, then my mom always have some simple puzzles.
Yes.
And then Fleur is writing the answers down. But then sometimes I hear her saying, "Oh, Oma, how do you write that?" Because she doesn't know. Is it with double A or one A?
And then you have the other sounds of the other languages mixing.
Yeah.
It's very common because speaking is comes naturally.
Yes.
And writing is, academic writing or writing at the
totally
level of your
different.
age,
Yes.
Then you need more intentional support. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's something many parents underestimate. But still, if she can go around like she's going now, I don't think that's good English. But anyway, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
No, but writing is a thing, and then sometimes it's underestimated. What big difference? What gap develops during time? Yeah.
Yeah, but on the other hand, because the France school system is very competitive, because it works all fine if you're a good student,
All right,
but there's a lot of pressure, I think, from teachers.
Yeah, I hear this a lot.
Yes, so that's maybe my little excuse. That I didn't invest in her writing Dutch.
Did she complain with you?
No.
Ah, yeah, look. I think it has been a great journey for you both, and still is actually.
Yes,
She's
yes.
learning puzzles, learning some words in puzzles with your mom. Yeah, I think it's strong. And yeah, is there something I didn't ask you or what you would like to share to
Yeah,
parents
yes.
with parents?
I think children, they observe more than you think, language-wise. They can handle language from an early age on much and much better. So don't wait until the last moment, but it's sometimes I think it's to blame the parents that they don't make time enough for the children to teach them Dutch. And I think that's a big mistake, because I know what they say. We can all fill in the blanks. Like, oh, but we don't live in the Netherlands. Oh, but the Netherlands is so small. But I think if your son or daughter can speak Dutch as well, another language is easier to pick up.
This is true.
And I can give you an example, because Fleur, she speaks also German. Because at school it has been stimulated, and so she done 7 years German as well. And in France there is an exchange program at school for children learning a second foreign language.
That's great.
Yeah, and so Fleur went to Germany for about 10 days and stayed with the host family, and she went with her correspondence to school as well.
Okay, wow.
And the year after, the German girl came to us. So
Amazing.
and I think that's brilliant. I wouldn't say they're friends for life, eh? In this case, no, but I heard other stories that from friends of my age that they had an exchange with French people and English people, and they still are in contact, and they st still speak the
The
language.
language among
Yes,
other. Oh wow.
yes. And I also think that it's very good for the career of your children, if they speak several languages, because
We live in an
depending
international.
on what kind of job you want,
Of course, yeah.
but you they will. Well, an employer will hire you if you speak three languages or four. But if you only speak one language, then they choose the other one.
Yeah.
So help parents, help your children in their career. And it's not a big effort as a parent, because at the end, your children have to do it.
Oh, I agree, and I think it's a beautiful closing point. It's not a burden, it's an investment.
Yes.
in a lot of things. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What I love about your story is the calm and the strength, the no panic at all. Yeah, of course
No.
you had your moments, but that's normal. That's life. No extreme measures, no rigid systems, just your constancy, your conviction, your connection with the Netherlands, and this deep belief that Dutch matters for your child.
Yes, absolutely.
If you are listening and you are in the early years wondering whether it's worth it or not, this story shows you what is possible 20 years later. Franca, thank you so much for sharing your journey today.
It was my pleasure, Wendy.
If this episode resonated with you, feel free to share it with another international parent. And if you are wondering how to keep Dutch strong in your family, whether you live abroad or recently returned, you can find more information at our website. Thank you for listening to Praat Nederlands met me, and until next time, blijf Nederlands praten. Bye. Dag.